Behind a nondescript strip mall, a short line of cars gathers mid-afternoon next to a large tent. Medical professionals stand out front, dressed head-to-toe in blue medical gear. People in cars, many of them first responders, drive up to get checked for COVID-19. The test involves a really long Q-tip placed deep in the nose, towards the back of the throat.
It's not fun. No, it isn't. It's not fun, but it's quick. I would say painless, but it is a little painful. You do it, it's 5-10 seconds, and then it's all done, and the burning goes away, and you move on.
Firefighter Tim Griffin is one of the 350 Carmel City workers being tested each week. They also include police officers, EMS, and sanitation workers. Then all city employees and their dependents will be tested, bringing the total to 1,800 people. Griffin says this testing helps protect Carmel residents.
We do go into homes, and not just on patients that have COVID, but we're going into homes of people that are sick, very sick, you know, whether it be cancer, heart issues, diabetic problems, you name it, we're going into their houses to protect them. That's what we do. And so this way we know if one of us is asymptomatic and we could possibly spread it to one of those patients.
Carmel, a north side suburb of Indianapolis, known, frankly, for being wealthy. The median household income here is over $100,000 a year, about double the national figure. Stopping the asymptomatic spread of COVID-19 is the idea behind the city's testing initiative. Mayor Jim Brainard and health experts look to Iceland and South Korea for solutions. Their takeaway? Routine testing.
The goal is to slow it down so our hospitals aren't overwhelmed. And if we do that, we know we can save lives.
Brainard says area hospitals did not have a shortage of tests, so he decided to move forward with checking city employees. And they've already found several COVID-19 cases, including some in people who were asymptomatic. The CDC says some 25% of cases don't show symptoms.
We've had several first responders test positive. We've had several homesick. We have one in the hospital right now, and we're hopeful that he recovers soon.
This program is costly. Carmel expects to spend $500,000 to $600,000 for a month of testing. The testing swabs are taken to a private lab called Aria Diagnostics. It's just a few steps from the line of cars and the tent.
We can't go inside of there, but we have lots of windows.
Okay, that's good.
Peering into the lab, owner Zach Kahn tells me how quickly Aria pivoted in the coronavirus crisis. They switched from doing toxicology tests from doctors' offices to processing hundreds of COVID-19 tests each day.
Previously, it was one account only had a handful of orders in a month, maybe 30 orders in a month. Now we have 30 orders every single day from the same municipality.
Kahn's lab turns these tests around in 24 to 48 hours, and it's looking to speed up the process even more.
Now, thankfully, I think we've got it down pretty well now, but there's a learning curve. So every day we're trying to do it better, faster.
Aria now services a number of municipalities in central Indiana. Carmel's testing program is the most expansive.
But I think it's a really cool study in how a municipality can utilize and leverage the power it wields. So great positive effect in a very short period of time. And I don't know how else we would do that.
With an excess of test kits produced by a local lab, Carmel donated 50,000 tests to New York City. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.